right off the bat, right in the very beginning, the Satanic calendar tells us between January 20th and 27th, there is abduction ceremonial preparation. There are rituals that involve human sacrifice, female or child of any age. And then on the 29th is St. Agnes Eve, the casting of spells. That's tonight, Friday night. So if you think you're going out tonight to dinner, going out to a movie, please understand all across America, all across Europe, up there in Canada, different parts of the world, those that are into the dark powers, they're going to draw down the moon. They're going to draw down the powers. They're going to be practicing. And ancient rituals, the darkest of them in the hidden places, well, they will be done. The powers will be summoned. The powers will be sent. The powers will be received. And the sequence of satanic evolution. Well, it continues. Here you are on a Friday night listening to Russ Dizdar. Listen, this is shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And we've got a ton of stuff on there for you free, including a course, a training course, if you're a believer in Christ, to make you stronger and enable you to do so much more for the Lord. So we hope that's going to be a good thing. It's the same kind of course I would teach if I was to teach it at a college or a Bible school or as I've done here locally in many different places. So it's there for you. We also have 31 Days Ablaze. Prophetic Revelation was this month. And yesterday, The Abyss. Today, Armageddon. We have two conferences coming up. I hope you'll check them out. One in Nashville, one in St. Louis. The speakers that are going to be there are going to be really great. Going to look forward to it myself and hope that some of you will come. Now, Sunday night, we do a live program on Blog Talk Radio, just an avenue, but we do one there. We've been doing it a while, and it has been a very good thing, including people getting saved right on the show live. And some real spiritual warfare issues, some real stuff that has occurred there. But this Sunday night, it's going to be, listen to the title, Weaponization of Satanic Ritual Warfare in the Last Days. The weaponization of satanic ritual warfare in the last days. Did you know that satanic ritual, I mean the sending, the summoning and sending of spirits, well, ultimately, it will be the force, the power behind Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without this mother of all rituals coming up. There's no globalism without the spirit, the force behind the development of globalism. Hey, dear friends, once again, if you're brand new, want to say thank you for listening this Friday night. Man, it's January the 29th already. Can't believe it. 2010. We got a report of some kind of Satanism going on in Kentucky. A little girl that's in danger. And so I've joined my prayers and my watch now on this with the individual that has sent me the email. And we're going to take a look at it and keep our prayers up, praying for exposure. You got to understand there are powers behind satanic ritual abuse and specific rituals to keep it all hidden. So it's going to take the cutting edge of prayer warriors, the Spirit of God, and clear-cut the power of God in breaking in. And it can be done, has been done. Even biblical revelation shows us that God breaks in. Take a read of Ezekiel chapter 8, and you will see that God gives a supernatural hole breaking into the substructure of radical evil. Now, that's about the Kentucky case. Also, I've got an email of someone asking and thinking about Anton LaVey's son. He's got daughters also, but I wrote to Anton LaVey before he died years ago, and I never got a response directly from him. I believe I sent him a book also, materials. But the law enforcement agent that we worked with, he did go out and meet with Anton LaVey. And he would only come out after, like, midnight, went to a Fringe Quarter restaurant, would only eat rare meat in front of Tom. And I told Tom ahead of time that he'll probably have ritual stuff done. He wanted to talk to Tom Wedge about the book that law enforcement Tom Wedge wrote called The Satan Hunter. One of the first books out there. There's others now written, but Tom was one of those guys on the front line back in the well in the 80s and 90s, and he paid a price for it too along the way. Well, Anton LaVey is gone. The Church of Satan continues to exist and grow worldwide, by the way, if you look at the web, including the connections between the Church of Satan and Marilyn Manson, by the way, in which law enforcement took me to a concert. Marilyn Manson on stage, and again, I've dealt with exorcism and demons for many years, and twice he left and the demonic came, and I don't care if he hears it and gets bugged. I'd be glad to interact with him anytime, because the law enforcement guys wanted me to interact with him that day, but he kind of spazzed out when he fell to the ground and began to growl, and his people just kind of dragged him off to the back. That was after he smashed up the stage where he had plastic babies hanging by the neck. So, Marilyn Manson, we are praying for you, and if anybody sees, or even, I wouldn't buy the book. I did read it in the bookstore a little bit, his book, and I wouldn't pay for it because I just didn't want to put money to it. But I noticed that there is an agenda to turn hearts of young people to Satan. I don't think most people understand even how European bands, if you've ever looked at a magazine called Pit Magazine, you're going to see bands that literally, I mean, they so totally desecrate the cross, Christ, everything. They are in, I mean, their lyrics are all about the destruction of Christians and the mockery and blasphemy of Christ. It's unbelievable. There's a book out called The Lords of Chaos. And you would not realize how many millions are influenced. And I'm not talking about just overt or light level. I'm talking about direct. Slayer themselves has an album called South of Heaven. And there's a song called Spill the Blood. And there are Satanists, even young ones, that have used it in ritual and believing that it's an invitation of the enemy. I've seen Slayer also there when I was a police chaplain. They took me behind the scenes to engage. They wanted me to engage Pantera, engage Peter Steele from Typo Negative, and others. Danzig was one of the worst. I saw his comic books, where he himself, I guess, draws these comic books where demons rape 12-year-old-looking girls. Pretty horrific, and yet it was out there the night of the concert to be sold. And talk about the purposeful and planned, well, corruption and seduction of young people. It's part of biblical prophecy, and we've been talking about biblical prophecy all this week. We have a series this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now tonight, Friday. The title was, Why Even Talk About the Last Days, and Are We in Them? Well, yes, we are. Even if you look at 1 John chapter 2, it says, this is how we know it is the last hour. And it tells you, and we are in it. And Jesus said they would be on days that would be unprecedented. Now, we talked about Monday, the search for last things, and how you can feel it in the air nowadays. Tuesday, we talked about the sources of eschatos, that is, eschatology, last things, and predictions by others, but also by the infallible and inerrant, and, well, you can't alter the Word of God, and so it's been perfect all along. It's amazing to me that those who are into predictive things have not looked at the overwhelming level. Some say up to 2,000 prophecies have already been literally, in detail, fulfilled. Massively. It's massive communication from God beyond the finite spirits. And I say a word to the psychics, to the remote viewers, and to the New Agers and those who are seekers. If you're honest in all your search, looking at the fulfilled prophecies that the Spirit of God spoke and then then God brought about, it really is quite amazing. Nothing like it. I mean, you can add Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, and all the psychics together you want, and it doesn't scratch the surface of the volume in the sense of the exactness, nations, global, type things that have occurred. let alone the Messiah, God in human flesh, coming into the world. So we hope that you take a look at some of those. The archives are there. And then tonight we're going to deal with, we're going to look at some of the prophecies. We're going to look at 10 prophecies out of many. Some say there's up to 500 yet to be fulfilled. But we're going to take a look at 10 that are going to be, I mean, this is earth-shaking, earth-changing, destiny-changing. Everything changes. These are unmistakable. And again, you cannot alter them. Though the dark side will try. The dark side, even in ritual format and using ritual warfare and the pinnacle of satanic powers joined with human technology, they will try. They really will. And I hope you'll listen to some of the things we've done this week that explains that very well. Matter of fact, we just put up on the Shadow of the Darkness site one of the 31 days ablaze. Actually, it went, instead of 10 minutes, 30 minutes. And so it was more like a sermon than it was a miniature sermon. And it's called Satanic Ritual Warfare and Armageddon. Armageddon, the final day of human history, the final day of fallen human history as we know it. It's coming. It's coming. That's for sure. We'll take a look at some of those. And so hang in there with us. If you'd like to write to us or email us, rather, at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And I appreciate those who have done so this week to tell us about the, well, the ritual stuff that's going on down in Kentucky. About someone writing about Anton LaVey's son and how he needs prayer and how they'd like to connect me with him. And by the way, if anybody knows, or by God's providence, if Anton LaVey's son listens, man, I'd love to meet up with you and get with you and go over, you know, what's happening and let you know that God, more than anyone, God loves you, God knows you, God wants you. Nobody could want you more than God. Nobody. And we're talking about the full embrace with all of God's emotion, with all of God's intent, God's will, to lose none, that all would come. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know God, I just want you to know one thing. God loves you. He wants you. He wants you. You know why I'm here? I'm here for a lot of the believers out there that I simply want to strengthen, and I'm doing my part in the kingdom of God to do and share, and I deeply appreciate the incredible letters that come in and the things that have been occurring and the connections. But in the context of all of that, there's one single motivation. Unashamed to tell you that I want to see people. Not one. I want to see thousands literally come to Christ. So that's I'm telling you up front. Doesn't mean that just by saying it, I'm going to make someone who's lost get saved. So if you're a seeker, if you're a listener, if you do the reconnaissance on our shows, well, that's fine. It's brought you out onto the field to listen. And I'm just a human being like you. I lived a life wild and opposed to God until God's Spirit literally confronted me with my sin and with Christ. And wow, what an encounter. In receiving Jesus Christ in my life, everything changed. That was 37 years ago, my friends. And he has never left me. He has never forsaken me. And I am glad to see all these years, the great things, thousands that have come to Christ. I've seen God heal. I've seen God just kick out the demonic and show incredible power. And but I've seen biblical reality, you know, being fulfilled all around us. The prophetic writings. By the way, it says, given by the command of the eternal God, there in Romans 16. And they're given so that nations, Canada, United States, Mexico, listen, Australia, the UK, Europe, European nations, the Russians, the Chinese, listen, that nations would turn to God, turn to believe in the living God and living Christ and find redemption and salvation. So it's all about, even on an individual basis, you, but also the nations. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a politician, if you're from Russia, if you're from China, you know, wherever you're from, and we have people that are downloading off of our sites the archives, the materials from up to 60 countries, including the Russians and the Chinese, all around the world. And we're glad for that, and we're glad and just want you to know that every place that we see, there's download. And we've prayed for 2 years to get into Russia as far as we've seen no downloads. I have no idea whether this live show will reach there or not, but I do know in the archives and the other broadcasts that we put up in preemption broadcasts, they after 2 years of praying, all of a sudden in Moscow and a couple of other cities, we began to see direct downloads. Hey, we even had right next door to the Vatican individuals downloading some of the shows on the Black Nobility and the infiltration of the Catholic Church. Once again, quarter after six, we only got an hour, but it's going to be supernatural. I believe that. One thing is because, again, the compelling nature of God's grace, that's why I'm here. That's why I believe Steve Quayle has offered the door here. And wow, it's a privilege today as I would take a few moments to share. It really is. But I know the presence and the power of the Spirit of God, and he is here, and the prayers have gone up. And so in the providence of God, the arrangement that means God is arranging to meet some of you, those who are believers, to strengthen you. Well, he never leaves you. He's never ever, I don't care how you feel, I don't care what you're with, he's never left you. You might have grieved his spirit and quenched the power of God in your life, but he hasn't left you. So it's now time to get back up, turn around, and embrace Christ in the fullness of his presence. Amen? Well, listen, I don't want to get to preaching too much, but I want you to know that tonight with this full wolf's moon, it's an actual ritual date for spells, by the way. We'll be out late tonight till late in the morning, even though it's going to be like, what, 5 degrees below zero wind chill factor. It's going to be kind of cool tonight. We got some places to go tonight, some prayers to do with a couple of the other volunteers, Randy and Gary and others. Listen, we appreciate all the years they put in prayer, good in ministry, and we got some things to do tonight. We'll be out there in probably just a few hours. I'll meet up with them. There is also an email that came in. Now, listen to this. There's an email that came in concerning that information has been given to someone about a satanic group that went to Florida when the revival in Brownsville was going on. Now, I went down there to research that revival. I actually went to it and saw some great things, but there was some stuff that entered in, too. It always happens. It always does. I don't blame honest believers seeking God's power. Even look at the book of Acts chapter 5. When great power of God was being unleashed, Satan tried to get in through Ananias and Sapphira. That's what happens. But where the church stands strong in all the giftings and workings, well, that can even be dealt with. But the email told me, and was asking me actually a question, the person was asking me a question. They said this group was down there doing actual sacrifices and rituals to try to stop the revival. Did you hear me? Actual rituals to stop the revival. And that when that Brownsville revival kind of cooled down, it did kind of stop. Some kind of revival or some kind of occurrence in Ohio was going on. So that team, supposedly of Satanists, came to Ohio to do the same thing. Now, please understand, this is not something new to me. In dealing with deep satanic undergrounders from the Brotherhood, the Black Flame, other places, real ones, that know how to conjure demons, not only for themselves to purify their, they may call it Aryan blood, Nephilim blood, that they think that is inside of them. They have rituals for that purpose, to power up, per se. Christians, you and I should understand this. We are to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and are clothed with the power from on high. That's the power of God that propels us in mission. Well, on their side of the fence, demonic, They sometimes call them power demons. Power, real power, empowers their mission. And just as we pray and the hand of God goes out, that's that anthropomorphism of Scripture. The hand of God is reference to the power of God stretching out. And God moves in power. You'll find that all the way through the book of Acts in power. There's in revivals even where God's power falls. I've been in revivals like that, just like Acts chapter 4. Great power of God. But I've also seen the other side. I've also been the recipient of satanic spell or ritual warfare where they would sin things. They would do a death, you know, ritual a death curse type thing, and even drove down from Cleveland to see if I was dead. That's a big story. I don't have time. I'm going to go into that story Sunday night. But I'm just saying that, yes, it's been something that we've written about in the book, The Black Awakening. It's something that's real. It's something that churches need to understand. Because, again, they want to do it stealth. Covens will take up in a city churches that they want to not only pray against or go against or do rituals against. Like tonight, if there's a raising of demons, it may not be just for themselves. They may be specifically sending and targeting pastors and churches and individuals to where there is an uncanny sense of warfare, to where there is involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts, to where there is disruption and disorder that seems weird and uncanny and out of place. Christians should become more discerning of how the enemy works, the methodology and the agenda. Too many believers are 30 years behind on this subject. And though great books have been written on spiritual warfare, the majority of Christians aren't even looking there, let alone the fact that most of the books on spiritual warfare, and I've got, I don't know, 300 of them. I don't even know anymore. I try to stay up and read everything, but you know what? I've not read any really that deals with the purposeful, planned, consistent, you know, doing of satanic rituals against the churches on the one hand, to fuel their own lives with power on the other hand. Places like Bohemian Grove will conjure powers. I mean dark powers. See, they say that it's a mock ritual, but all the victims will tell you that it's a real human sacrifice. Your presidents, your senators, your America, your wealthy elite, your media moguls, your military men all around the world have been to Bohemian Grove. They've been invited. You ever wonder who invites them? You wonder really who's behind it all? I mean, this is the absolute methodology of the real Luciferians gathering all these world powerful leaders in one place to watch what they think is a mock human sacrifice. And you know what? How could anybody watch that? How could Arnold Schwarzenegger watch? How could any president, how can anyone in America, anywhere around the world, drawn out there at Bohemian Grove, watch? Are they just plain stupid, insane? What is it that they would sit there? I mean, I go to my daughter's, when she was younger, to the play that they did and watch little cute plays and things like that. This drama out in the woods, I've been to many dramas, but never to a mock human sacrifice. I would get up and scream at it. I would get up and, you know, go nuts over the whole thing. But out at Bohemian Grove, with all of my heart, I'm telling you with all of my heart, I don't believe it's mock. I believe it's real. I believe they've really conjured powers. And just like Revelation 16, I believe they sent the dark powers on world leaders, kings of the earth, right then and there, to influence them for globalism, for the satanic agenda. Do they know how to conjure spirits and target politicians? You bet. Do they know how to conjure spirits and target military men, even law enforcement? And listen, military men and law enforcement men can laugh because they have a gun strapped to their side. But being in law enforcement, I've seen law enforcement agents come to me and say, pray for me, because this person did a spell against me or that person did this. I've had them ask me right in police academy training where they allowed me to teach. How do you keep yourself spiritually safe? I discuss spiritual warfare. Federal officer's wife abducted in Cleveland. We involve numerous Cleveland cops. You know, they did spells against law enforcement so they wouldn't find out. You know, in Matamoros, when that cult down there with a chosen one woman that was the one conjuring the powers and helping to lead that pact, with all those dead bodies they dug up, a college student from the United States who was tortured with pliers, boiled in a pot, and his human spine was wore around the neck of one of the Satanists in that drug-infested cult at Matamoros. Oh, you can check it out. You can read all about it. I've seen the inside pictures from law enforcement, and it's horrific. But they did rituals to conjure powers to shield them. Matter of fact, it is said that they believe they were so shielded that even if law enforcement showed up, and they believe they'd be protected. The dark side powers, they believe they were so fueled up, they couldn't even be shot. So anyway, I'm telling you some of the things that are going on in Kentucky, here in Ohio, and maybe, again, wherever there's powerful churches that are still out there, wherever there's revival that breaks out, back in the late 80s, early 90s, I've had real underground, highly trained, what are called chosen ones. We've called them satanic super soldiers that know how to release powers in a targeted way. They were doing this back then. Revivals coming through, all kinds of stuff. I took one of them to this massive crusade where thousands of people got saved. People that we brought got saved. We were involved, a lot of prayer. They just looked at me and said, doesn't matter. After all this is done, and it was over in a week, you know what they said? We'll be back. We'll come here to dirty the air. We'll come here to do rituals and unleash spirits right here in the air. So heads up for the believers in Christ. Do you want to be a warrior or do you want to sit and take that light of yours that God gave you and hide it under a bushel? God forbid. What a shame. What a shame. Listen. I hope that God speaks to your heart tonight. Listen, glad to have you here tonight. If you're new tonight at this live broadcast, we get to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And shatterthedarkness.net on the web is the place. You can find out all the information about us and what we do. Hundreds of free downloads. And let me say this also. Tuesday night on SurviveToThrive.net, they allow me to be a guest host also. So we're there on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, tonight, we said already we were going to go into this last part of the series on our, you know, why even talk about the last days? People get tired of it? I don't think so. You know, back in the 90s, I would have said that millions of people are involved in looking at conspiracy and looking at, you know, end of days issues and things like that. Realize that even real Luciferians, they're pumping up their powers to bring in and fulfill their agenda also. So you've got God's mission in the world. You've got the satanic agenda in the world. You've got a mixture of confused humanity trying to do things. There really is a spiritual battle going out there. For you, if you're not a believer in Christ, there is a dark side that will seek to preoccupy you and take you off, give you all kinds of experiences, and they will be real, deceptive, but real, and they may... And the goal for them, steal your soul, man. Steal it. But I want you to know the Spirit of God is operative in the world, everywhere. God is not willing that you or anyone perish. God is after you. And the summons of God to all the earth is to come. Respond to the mercy of God, the love of God, the offer of God, the call to turn around and come back home. I hope you've got Christ on the inside of your life, his power, love, forgiveness, and the gift of indestructible immortality. 6:30 already tonight, Friday night. Listen, this night's going to go fast because we're going to be done here in about a half hour. I truly believe that God will be speaking to many thousands of folks, but I also know that thousands will download this later on. And so I want to say a personal word to those who download later on, because I know that there are even Satanists that download and listen. I'm glad you're out onto the field, even though there are those that send me notes and tell me they're doing rituals. And, you know, this being a ritual night and spells being done, things being conjured, I will say that even Satanists, when they've come to us and asked us, are you doing your prayer, spiritual warfare against our coven and against our powers? It's kind of like deliverance and exorcism. The authority of Christ is so massive, so powerful, that's why the demons screech and scream on the way out of possessed people at times. They don't care about Quetzalcoatl. They don't care about alien presence. They don't care about Muhammad or Buddha or Hindu spirituality and gurus. They don't care about New Age fake translucent spirits. They love to just dance around the psychics and the remote viewers. They do. But they can't stand the name of Jesus Christ, the blood, the innocent blood of God shed, the cross, where it was all done. This is where they shudder. Powerful fallen angels and demonic entities shudder at the name of Jesus Christ. So if the demons, if you're one of those that have the demons inside, as I've said to Satanists before, just ask your demons about Jesus. Watch how they'll turn on you. Watch how they'll throw you to the ground. And there's only one way out, and there's one way out right now. The living Christ, the sum total of demons from hell and Satan himself, collectively would tremble. You see, the cross is done. Christ is risen. He is ascended. And soon a trumpet blast and a descent of the Son of God. Well, that's in the mix of where we're headed right now. I mentioned already that we're going to deal with tonight yet to be fulfilled prophecies. I'm going to mention... Let me mention 10 of them, and I'll go back and touch on them. I'm going to mention them real quick, and then we'll go back to them, okay? Number one, the chaos and anarchy. Number two, the rise of Antichrist. Number three, the false prophet. Now, that includes the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. Number four, the abyss being opened. Number five, the mother of all satanic rituals. Number six, Armageddon. Number seven, the return visibly of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Number eight, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Number nine, the great white throne judgment. The finality of evil there. Number 10, the ultimate final eternal kingdom. The new heaven, the new earth, all of that included. Let me tell you something. The 10 things that I've just mentioned are in world history, all of them are unprecedented, unequaled. They are beyond anything that has ever occurred. And I'm going to say the flood and everything else, because these things in a sequence, some of which caused directly the coming chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the false prophet, the abyss, the mother of all rituals, and Armageddon. The first six of these are fueled by the pinnacle of satanic presence and force and power. Luciferians know it. Real Satanists know it. Biblical revelation by the uncreated eternal Spirit of God gives us a cutting-edge look into these events. So these first six involve Satan's direct work, part of his agenda. Are they responded to by God in each case? Sure. Even when the wrath of God begins to fall, it's like smart targeting the beast kingdom. It is incredible to see. It is incredible to see in the concept of the wrath of God in the last and the last of days. You can read about it in the book of Revelation again and again, where it deals with the smart targeting. I'm not even listing that. We have too many things to list. You're talking, again, probably hundreds of specific prophecy. So I'm giving you 10 of the big things that will be, well, absolutely, you can't miss this. You will not miss. We're talking global events. Number one, the great chaos or anarchy or the great revolt spoken about in 2 Thessalonians 2. Some tie this together with the red horse, the Pyros horse in the book of Revelation 6, where there is a blasting out of all of a sudden peace is taken from the earth and mankind begins to slaughter one another. The Greek word used is in reference not to armies per se, but to kind of civil war, civil insurrection, and mankind butchering mankind in kind of a crazed killing. Now that may be linked to what we refer to as the great chaos before that new world order. Now the chaos is going to be America, Canada. It's unmistakable. The VTech shooter in 9/11 are only little, as bad as they were, little glimpses. You're talking every city in the United States, Canada, Europe, England, Australia. You're talking about kind of a satanic inverted Pentecost. The unleashing of the chaos and anarchy and bloodshed is plotted. It is planned. It will come by satanic power and force and then even open the door for war. It's almost like a cultural satanic ritual that it, you know, draws the energies of terror and fear and all the rest to even bring more. So you're talking about a great doorway, a massive doorway of demonic powers that help fuel it, breakthrough. Now it's right now there is a restrainer. See, I think the bubble, I think they're bulging at the seams. But God, with one little finger, holds back the sum total of hell and all of its plots. Number two, along with, and again, I'm telling you, these things are pretty much in sequence. The chaos will lend to the rise of a Antichrist, a fake savior of the world with fake peace and fake economic and political and military ties. You're talking Antichristu. You're talking Homo Satanus, Satan in human skin. This brings the mark of the beast, the image of the beast. You know, I was thinking about the image of the beast the other day, where men that take the mark of the beast will worship the image of the beast, which is like some kind of technology mixed with real spirit presence. And I'll bring this out later on, but I'm going to suggest to you to think about, is the goal of the image of the beast, which will be out everywhere, kind of, is it part of the surveillance and control? Is it the idea of wanting to copy the omnipresence of God? It's going to be interesting as we take a look into it. Number three, the false prophet. Listen, if the Antichrist lives and has not yet come to power, if he's already born and out there and moving towards that day, please understand then the false prophet is alive too. We're talking about, I don't know if that's going to be a defunct pope or whatever it's going to be. We do know that this is the one that's going to play the role of unleashing incredible, massive, unprecedented, supernatural works, signs, wonders, things like that to draw the world into worshiping the Antichrist. He'll be part of the mother of all rituals later on. Number four, the abyss. Many of you have gone to the website and have downloaded, and off of Steve Quayle's website, downloaded the talks that Steve and I had on the The Abyss. And I've already done, even prior to that, I had done 7 hours of MP3s that are up. So it's up there, and a book is being written about it right now, and I won't say much more than that. The Abyss, you know, the subtitle of the book is, The Abyss is Not the Problem. It's what comes out of the abyss that is the problem. You better believe it. For believers who have the mark of God in that day, obviously believers who have the mark of God in that day, once again, God sovereignly, totally protects you. But on the Luciferians and Satanists and Antichrist worshipers and those who have given in to the globalism and the spirits of the New Age, the so-called disclosure of these extra-dimensional beings that come out and then swarm and then down on the earth. Well, it's going to be horrific. You're talking planetary. This is global. Nobody's going to miss this. Nobody's going to guess at it. None of these events. Number one, the chaos anarchy. Number two, the Antichrist. Number three, the false prophet. Number four, the abyss. None of these will be missed. It's, you know, that's why God has given a sharp, clear, cutting edge heads up. Now, the world will have a lot of mixture of counterfeit predictions and spiritual stuff and the layering of dark spiritual powers to explain it as something else. Number five tonight is the mother of all rituals, Revelation 16. Now, the chaos anarchy issue is in, again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, or Revelation, the red horse. Take a look there. The Antichrist, again, Daniel, or in Thessalonians, or in 1 John, or in the book of Revelation. The false prophet, obviously, book of Revelation. The abyss, obviously, chapter 9, book of Revelation. When it comes to the mother of all rituals, I really believe that God now gives insight. I really believe this is the broadest, largest, it is a global. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think the spirits of the New Age are preparing New Agers for a coming planetary spiritual wave. There's two of them coming. One that will help initiate the great, or the horrific, literally, chaos, anarchy, bloodshed, which involves, the death of millions. And it will look like the Antichrist stops it and saves the day. The false prophet will bring his powers, but eventually when the abyss is open, well, all the ufologists, and if NASA is left, the disclosure project, it's not what they want. See, the entities out there that they think they are contacting, they think is this master race that's going to give us all kinds of help, their trust is in massive deception. The masquerade is so deep here, folks. It's so deep. But the abyss will be global. When this attack literally comes on the face of the earth, because of the nature of the demonic, of the fierce, fierce, destructive power of this demonic presence out of the containment of the abyss, God has to restrict them. Don't touch the earth. Don't touch the green grass. He restricts. Otherwise, it would seem as though they would go after everything to bring destruction. Once again, revealing the destructive nature of the dark side. And the broader we open the door to that dark side, the broader the destruction. By Revelation chapter 9, you will read of one-third of humanity dying, perishing. The Georgia Guidestones may be a precursor to this idea of whittling the human race down to 500 million. The abyss and all the events of chapter 9. By the way, when you read the book of Revelation, you're going to see at times where it says, woe to the earth and to the inhabitants. Woe. What a word, woe. W-O-E. Because even from the standpoint of the revelation of God, this is massive, my friends. Massive what's coming. Woe to the earth and the inhabitants. Now, the inhabitants is the Greek phrase, the earth dwellers. It's always used of those who are going to join Antichrist and believe the false prophet and take the mark. The earth dwellers, the inhabitants, those who want to believe the lie of Antichrist, save the earth in a counterfeit. See, a new heaven and a new earth's coming. That's for sure. For the environmentalists out there, a new heaven and a new earth, God cares about it. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, God brings judgment on those who rape the earth. And a new heaven and a new earth, this is where Eckhart Tolle is literally an insane liar when he talks about how it's not a physical new earth, it's not a physical return of Christ. We have there someone who's joined Luciferic doctrine, and so we need to reject Eckhart Tolle and Oprah Winfrey as they have propelled one of the deepest, broadest, ancient of lies in opposition to the return of Christ. I mean, Oprah and Eckhart should go take a look at Psalm chapter 2 that speaks about the peoples, nations and kings, but the peoples that will ultimately take their stand against God and against Christ. And if Oprah has done that, I don't care how many billions you have, it will not buy your ticket out of hell itself. Number five, the mother of all rituals, Revelation 16. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to literally, with urgency, tell the believers that for 25 years we have tracked, we have seen, we've got literature, we've got materials, we've got confessions, we've engaged spiritual, satanic, ritual warfare where bloodshed is done, death is done, conjuring of power demons are done, and the targeting and sending of those demons against churches, against pastors, against leaders is done again and again. I'm going to tell you again that Bohemian Grove is a place of the conjuring of massive force masqueraded in deep, deep secrecy, but powers are sent. I pray to God, by providence of God, those who've been to Bohemian Grove will get to listen to this and be able to stand up and have people pray for them, prayers with authority in Jesus' name against all of the satanic targeting and influence. And Christians everywhere, that's why God commands the church to first of all unleash massive prayer for political leaders and military leaders. That's the kings of the earth. You ever read this? Timothy chapter 2. See, we've got a lot of people complaining about the political leaders, and rightly so, especially after last night's speech. But how many are massively praying against the demonic and satanic, the satanization of politics, the satanization of military structures? I guarantee you those are the two top priorities of the fallen cherub himself. The top priorities for satanic rituals that are being done everywhere. If Father Shefton is right in his book called Is Satanism Real? Back in the 90s when he wrote it, he estimated 100,000 covens in the United States. I ask a highly trained military involved law enforcement agent who was a chosen one, a satanically created, forged, chosen one, who knew how to shed blood, conjure the dark side and send them, who knew psi powers and many, 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 many other things. Standing engaged with him one time, I asked, how many of you I mean satanic super soldiers, you who know what you're trained for, what you're supposed to do, that have demonized empowerment inside of you, that raise demons and send them against churches and pastors and to influence military and politics. How many in this area? And they said, what area? I said, well, let's talk about Akron, Canton, Cleveland, you know, just this, a 60-mile radius. They estimated with active, intact satanic super soldiers, their statement, quote, 2,000. 2,000. If triggered, the assassin parts inside, demonized, programmed, are the ones that will unleash the bombings and the shootings and the attack and the killings that we've talked about in the Black Awakening, the book, the chaos, the anarchy. None of that will occur without the satanic rituals being done. And let me tell you right now, if you study, listen, and I really engage anybody to study Revelation 16, because there is a joining of Old Testament prophecies written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years prior. There in Revelation 16 is part of the fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, written 3,000 years ago, by the way. There in Revelation 16 is a hidden, but revealed by God, and it hasn't even occurred yet, a hidden ritual done in kind of an unholy triangulation, kind of a satanic fake trinity. The dragon, which represents the full force of invisible presence of satanic force. The beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. In satanic rituals, many times the priests that have gained the powers, when the demons are summoned, they can come out of their mouths. They transfer demons out of their mouths into the mouth of another person. They do it sexually. They do it by blood. A number of other ways. Did I tell you that the 20th through the 27th were satanic rituals here in January 2010? Did I tell you that tonight on the 29th, even with the full wolf's moon, there is it's a spell night, a ritual night. Did I tell you that Revelation 16 is God's intelligence report with cutting edge, exact information about an event that will come in the future? Did I tell you that at that ritual release are demons with supernatural miraculous powers? They send them directly to politicians and military leaders to gather on a global level the most supernaturally induced, technologically advanced military system in human history. The joining of satanic powers and human or maybe supernaturally given technologies now developed, planetary defense weapons now prepared, Armageddon and the last day of fallen human history does not occur without the release of satanic, a planetary spiritual release. A wave. Unprecedented supernatural power. Drawing leaders. Military forces. To the great day of God Almighty. In the Hebrew, Armageddon. It's not about nations fighting each other here. Armageddon is not about nations shooting each other. It is about the collection of the nations. Under globalism, under the Antichrist, under layer, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, all that kind of stuff, layer after layer after layer of demonic acquisition, satanically inspired globalist ideology, and then to gather them. You ever notice Psalm chapter 2, gather them together? Revelation 16, gather them together. Revelation 19, 19, gather them together. They're gathered together. Armageddon is the satanic plot. Armageddon is satanically inspired. It's in his playbook. Ancient, dark, transgenerational, bloodlined Luciferians, Armageddon is on the pages of their book. They are plotting it. Revelation 16 reveals that it's by the deepest and darkest of powers that Armageddon occurs. The sad thing for the Luciferians and the elitists is that in one day, the totality of globalism, the totality of Luciferic powers and doctrines and ideologies, the demons inside and upon this military system will be devastated, annihilated, and destroyed in one day, maybe 1 hour, all that they've done. Because the ultimate plot that soldiers will not understand, that politicians will not understand as they're being dragged into this along the way, they are there by satanic layering, deception, and by the ultimate pinnacle of satanic force and human lives and technologies. The goal of Revelation 19:19, the goal of the Antichrist, the goal of Armageddon, it is to kill Christ, to kill God, to aim the weaponry, both supernatural and physical, into space, where a door will be opened out of the heavens and a rider and a white horse. Well, that's number seven, by the way, the king, the return of the king. Revelation 19. We're going to run out of time here. Number 8 is the millennium coming. Number 9 is the great white throne judgment. Number 10 ultimately is the eternal kingdom, the new heaven and new earth. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, there are so many things to come that you and I need to be, we need this spirit-given revelation of God to understand the days. Well, there's the music, my friends. This is Russ Dizdar. Listen, take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. Hope you can come to the conferences. Hope you can come visit us Sunday night. Other than that, we'll see you on Monday. God bless and good night.